Maddie Sofia here, host of Shortwave, a new daily science podcast from NPR. We'll bring you new discoveries, everyday mysteries, and the science behind the headlines, all in about 10 minutes every weekday. So you come away a little smarter, or at least you look that way, on Trivia Night. Listen and subscribe now to Shortwave from NPR.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, that day of the week when a whole bunch of new albums come out, and there are a lot of them today. We're looking at the best releases for October 18th, starting with the band Fools and their new album, Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost, Part 2. Shadows see how far I go. Step by step. The band is Fools. Their new album is Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost, Part 2. The song we're listening to is called The Runner. This is a band from Oxford, and back in early March, we kicked off an episode of New Music Friday with Part 1 of this two-part album. Stephen, remind us what this project is.
Yeah, UK band, been around for a while. As you said, Robin put out an album earlier this year, Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost, Part 1. And sometimes when a sequel arrives this quickly, you think, oh, this is odds and ends, right? This is kind of the songs that didn't make the cut.
Right.
This is, if anything, a grander, more bombastic collection of songs. There's just a lot going on here thematically as well as musically.
Part one was largely about looking at the collective problems of the world. Part two, more about persevering and not backing down. We're going to do something a little different on this episode. There are so many great albums out this week that we want to play. So we're just going to move through these pretty quickly. This will be the
more rock, less talk.
Yeah, less talk, more rock edition of the program. So that's Fools, Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost, Part 2. Let's go ahead and go to the next one we want to highlight. This is the singer Patrick Watson. His new album is called Wave. There's a sugar lot in the back of my mind. No sounds cheap cause everything else. Think it's just the way that I look at you. There's a sugar lot in the back of my mind. No sounds cheap cause everything else. This is Patrick Watson, the singer Patrick Watson. His truly gorgeous new record is called Wave. And this song is so pretty. It's called Look at You. He's been making music for a long time. First popped up on my radar in 2009, though, with that album Wooden Arms. It's just incredible.
Yeah, he's been around for a while. He also had that gorgeous song with Cinematic Orchestra before that, To Build a Home.
Right.
He's the vocalist on that. These big, dreamy falsetto voice. His music has so much delicacy to it. This is a more subdued record. This is it's in the wake of a breakup, lineup change in his band. His mother died. So a lot of these songs are very, very interior and reflective. And as you can hear in that sample, if you're not familiar with this guy, his music is so gorgeous. He's been an NPR music favorite for ages. You can go back and watch his long ago Tiny Desk concert. We've loved him forever, and this record's just beautiful.
You say it's more subdued. Something else that has a little bit less of is movement in it. His previous work has had so many change ups
and
lots of percussion. This one is just so delicate and fragile and beautiful. Wave is the album from Patrick Watson. Let's go next to the singer Caroline Polachek. Her new album is called Pang. Caroline Polachek, her album is called Pang, and the song is So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings. She is best known as the singer for Chairlift. That much beloved band broke up in 2017, and this is her third solo album.
Yeah, it's weird. It's actually the first album she's released that is credited to her own name. She put out a solo record under the name Ramona Lisa, later put out a solo record under the name CEP, her initials, and now you can sort of call this her solo debut, and it's a really sparkly kind of electro-pop record. She made a couple of songs on this record with Danny L. Harl from PC Music. That song we just heard, So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings, is a collaboration with Teddy Geiger, who's worked with a lot of pop singers like Shawn Mendes. You just here. It's just very, very ingratiating, just all charm.
Some of the themes are a little bit more melancholy than that song sounded. Songs about the ravages of self-destructive behavior and the pain of isolation, you know, when you're far away from the people you love, and the ways that like pure states of panic can lead to leaps of faith that hopefully lift you up. Caroline Polachek is the singer. Her new album is called Pang, P-A-N-G. Let's go to something really different. This is from the band Clipping. Clipping has a new record out called There Existed an Addiction to Blood. Ho, get it right. Get out of sight. She on the street. Run for your life. Don't you know that she ain't afraid to shoot? You ain't scared, is you? You fucked up and she coming for you. You ain't scared, is you? Ho, get it right. Get out of sight. She on the street, run for your life. Don't you know that she cut you for fun? You ain't scared, is you? If she coming for you, better run. You ain't scared, is you? It's Lichette, the killer, the murder, the bitch they love to hate. Yeah, you tried to run, but I caught you, you know it's no escape. Burn up both your lips with your head, but yeah, your mouth I raped. Throw your garbage ass in the dumpster, and now shit on your grave. Blood, I'm so addicted to blood, I'm cutting your body up. Never know your name, your remains is scattered through the mud. Yeah, they should've warned you to chat, bitch, man, she don't give a fuck. Put you in the ground and relapse, go dig your ass back up. Ain't nowhere to hide, I'm psychotic, you haters gotta die. It's a frame of bipolar bitch, I feed my bitch your eyes. Drama queen, I'm bringing the drama, don't fuck with me, I'll hunt you. Cut you up like me, take your keys, a very tasty lunch. This is the band Clipping. Their new album is There Existed an Addiction to Blood. The song is Run for Your Life, and it features the rapper Lichette. Just weird, wild, kind of mind-blowing hip-hop group from Los Angeles.
Yeah, led by Daveed Diggs, best known as the Tony-winning actor in Hamilton. He played Thomas Jefferson and the Marquis de Lafayette. But Clipping is the band that he was in before Hamilton, and now the band that he's in after Hamilton, now that he is a Broadway star as well as a TV and movie star. And as you can hear from that song we played, it's intense and abrasive stuff. The sonic beds that his raps are laid on are very industrial and intense, and there are a lot of references to horror, as the title of the album suggests.
Yeah.
It's wild, and he is a very, very distinctive rapper.
Davy Diggs was on the Bullseye podcast recently, and he said that the band's always trying to, they're always trying to push themselves sort of as far out as they can possibly go and have it still be considered hip hop. and that's what I kept thinking, is just how far out they'll push the sound. It is not a casual listen.
No.
Clipping is the band, and that is Clipping with a little period at the end of it if you're looking for it. The album is There Existed an Addiction to Blood. Let's do one more before the break, a palate cleanser from the singer known as Vagabond.
I saw you out there. You weren't looking, but I knew what it meant. Secret medicine, it only comes to those of us who leave. Who leave, who leave, who leave. I know I'm upset when I can look at you and not be impressed.
This is Vagabond, the singer known as Vagabond, and her new album, it's self-titled. The song we're listening to is called Secret Medicine. Stephen, remind us who Vagabond is and then what she's doing on this one.
Well, Vagabond is a singer-songwriter named Leticia Tamco. She made a record back in 2017 called Infinite Worlds, which was just her and a guitar, and it was just kind of an introduction to her songwriting voice. This is a much more ambitious and grand and really, I think, exciting record. The working title of it, for a long time, I knew the title of this record as All the Women in Me, and I think that kind of speaks to what she's going for here. She described in an interview, she referred to this album as being about, quote, the death of my imposter syndrome. And you really get a sense of somebody who is finding herself as an artist. I really highly recommend an essay that we have up at NPR Music, written by the great and good Jenny Gathright, in which she interviews Leticia Tamco extensively. It's a really great unpacking of all the themes that are at work in this really terrific record.
Vagabond makes music, I think, on this record for outcasts. They're songs that celebrate anyone who like feels left out or ignored or devalued as a person. Just a beautiful record. Self-titled record from Vagabond. We still have a whole bunch of albums to highlight for this week's New Music Friday. But first, we need to take a short break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Jack Daniel's is the oldest, mellowest, whiskiest whiskey. And every drop is made in Lynchburg, Tennessee. It's how Jack Daniel himself made it over a century ago, and it's how they still do it today. Jack Daniel's, turning nights into stories since 1866. Please drink responsibly.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, and we are doing a sprint through the best albums out on October 18th. We start off the second half of the program with the rapper Gucci Mane and his new album, Waptober 2.
Homicide with malice, a lot of niggas jealous. I wrote the streets a ballad, I woke up on a pallet. Gucci my suspenders, I used to get suspended. Stay far away from snitches, I highly recommend it. I'm about don't rest like Venus, but I don't play no tennis. My spot done brought me millions, so shout out to my dentist. You lightweight, get your weight up and stay out Gucci business. It's sharks out here, don't get ate up, I'm not really friendly. You haters, get your hate up, you ass couldn't even pinch me. I own the team I play for, so you could never bench me. I spend cash like it's play for, feel like that's what it's made for. Them broke days made me grateful, them court days made me hateful. I'm not talking the weekend, but I'm talking about Abel. You see the shit that Kane did, and they weren't even strangers. My daddy dead, my mama dead, so God sent me some angels. I'm from East Atlanta, catch a thief, cut off his finger. Cocaina off the airplane on private hangar. The chopper in the trunk, make you do the Macarena. Money in container, shipping it to California.
squares with these rectangles.
This is Gucci Mane, the rapper Gucci Mane. His new album is Waptober 2. The song is highly recommended. I can't think of any other rappers who've, you know, given a shout out to their dentist
man
on a song, but he does on this one.
He did a Tiny Desk concert a few years ago. We have seen that smile in person,
yes.
And he is right to shout out his dentist. It is the brightest smile in hip hop. A few years ago, Gucci Mane spent a couple years in jail, came out of it, released an album called Waptober in 2016, and I feel like he has been on an extended victory lap.
Oh, yeah, he is making up for lost time.
Ever since. You know, this is the third album he's put out in the last year. He had a record out in December. He had an album called Delusions of Grandeur that came out back in June. He keeps churning them out. This one has a lot of really high-profile guest features from Youngboy Never Broke Again, DaBaby, Megan Thee Stallion, Quavo from Migos, Kodak Black, Kevin Gates, you know, just all these features on this really fun, lively, celebratory record. I highly recommend that you check out the cover art of this album, in which he is lying down, getting a massage on a massage table while talking into a bright green phone as a butler stands behind him. It's really funny and great. Yeah, he's a blast.
Gucci Mane is the rapper and trap pioneer from Atlanta. His new album is called Waptober 2. Let's flip it again and go now to the artist known as Floating Points. Floating Points has a new record out called Crush. This is the artist known as Floating Points. His new record is called Crush. The song is called Anisic Modular, all one word. He is otherwise known as Sam Shepard, an electronic artist and neuroscientist from Manchester.
Yeah, first album in 4 years, and it's not really surprising that he's a neuroscientist. When you listen to this record, there's just so much going on. It's electronic music that's experimental, but also emotional. And it's interesting, like reading about him, so much of what you read about is the work that he does making light shows to accompany this music. And it's weird. You listen to this record and you can hear the light show somehow.
Yeah.
I'm a vintage video game nerd. And so like reading about how he modified an old Vectrex home video game system. It's kind of a very early, almost 3D video game system from the early 80s. It's a really beautiful screen. And I just want to go to his shows just so I can soak up all the lights. Like I said, you can almost hear him.
He calls it his most unhinged work, which is odd because it's still very hypnotic and trance-inducing. But the title Crush is a reference to the feeling he has of living in the current news cycle that everyone else is living with as well. Crush is the album from Floating Points. Let's go next to Common Holly. Common Holly has a new record out called When I Say to You, Black Lightning.
You're like a hot supervillain at the top of your game. I tried collecting all the evidence to give you the blame. Making footprints round the railroad, laying thick the gasoline. I am tied against the tracks, but I can't figure out the ending. Can't get enough, can't get enough. What will it take to say it's over? When would I want to rest my head upon your shoulder? What will it take to say I don't think a rescue is in order? You're like a snake in the middle of a regular
This is Common Holly. The album is When I Say to You, Black Lightning. The song is Joshua Snakes. This is a musical project of Brigitte Nagar, a singer from Montreal. And what an arresting collection of sounds on this record.
Yeah, this is where I brag that she was on the Austin 100
back in
2018.
Right.
You're going to hear that at least one more time in this episode. And back then, I loved what I love about her now. I love the way she sets that sweet, clear voice against these abrasive counterweights that are setting you off kilter slightly all the time. So her music manages to be pretty and inventive at the same time.
Common Holly is the artist. The album is When I Say to You, Black Lightning. And I want to go out on two bands that might be discoveries for a lot of people, Stephen. But first, even with all the albums that we're blowing through
here,
so
many more albums,
there are still a bunch of other notable releases to mention. Anna Weiss, the singer Anna Weiss, has a new record out called As If It Were Forever. She's a singer-songwriter known for her collaborations with Kendrick Lamar. This is her debut solo album. Jim James has a record called The Order of Nature. It's a collaboration with Teddy Abrams and the Louisville Orchestra, kind of a mix of new songs and old songs from Jim James's catalog performed with that orchestra.
There are so many albums this week and so many rock and roll albums, big, bright, loud records by bands like White Reaper. They've got a new album out called You Deserve Love. A band from Montreal called Corridor, which finds a way to jangle with intensity. The Muffs, a band that I've loved for a really, really long time, in the news recently because their singer Kim Shattuck died. Their final album is called No Holiday. That's out today. Two bands that have been around forever, Jimmy Eat World, their 10th album is called Surviving, and Third Eye Blind, which has actually been touring with Jimmy Eat World, their new album is called Screamer. That's out today as well. Battles, the experimental rock duo, is back with a new album called Juice B Crypts. Milk Carton Kids, folk band we've talked about on this show a bunch of times, their new album is called The Only Ones. And finally, Sufjan Stevens wrote a ballet score performed by Timo Andrus. Sufjan Stevens just wrote it, but that's a lovely collection of instrumental piano music, again called The Decalogue, also out today.
All those many, many albums out now on October 18th, along with the last couple that we want to highlight. The first one comes from the band Howdy and their new album, Heavy Lifter.
Looking in the cathedral, saw you bent over your knees praying to another dimension.
This is the band Howdy. Howdy, spelled H-O-V-V-D-Y, because that's how bands do it now. Howdy. The new record is called Heavy Lifter.
I feel like I am contractually obligated to pronounce this band's name Hovdy.
Hovdy. The song that we were listening to from Heavy Lifter and Howdy is called Cathedral. This is a duo from Austin. They're known for making just this really sweet, like, bedroom pop music. But tell us what they're doing on this one.
There's a nostalgic quality to Howdy's music that reminds me sometimes of the band Real Estate.
There's
kind of a sepia-toned quality to these recordings. They actually describe their own genre as, and I quote, pillowcore, which I think is actually pretty apt. It's this kind of hazy and delicate, very sweet and inward-facing music. I have to say it one more time. They were on the Austin 100. Uh-huh. Wonderful discovery. This record really is gorgeous. We could have picked a lot of different songs from this record.
These are story songs largely about the lonely-hearted and how to move on in the world and find joy when your life doesn't turn out the way you expect it to.
This is a Sunday morning record, as Bob Boylan would say.
Howdy is the band, H-O-V-V-D-Y. The new record is Heavy Lifter. And finally, we come to the band Walrus. Walrus has a new record out called Cool to Who.
Mr. Insecure, are you really sure?
This is the band Walrus. Walrus, their new record is called Cool to Who. And this song is Mr. Insecure. Just this great trippy garage and psych rock band from Nova Scotia in Canada.
Yeah, you can definitely play, kind of count the classic pop influence.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
so
record.
Many.
You hear a lot of, you know, Beatles-y sounds. It actually reminded me a little bit of a late lamented band from the 90s I really loved that drew on a lot of those same influences. So it reminds me of something that was influenced by classic pop sounds, the band Material Issue.
Wow,
do you
I don't
remember
know
that band?
No,
I
don't.
Loved that band. Sadly, the singer Jim Ellison died years and years ago, a much missed band. I not only enjoyed digging into this record, this was a discovery for me too, but it actually prompted me to go down a little Material Issue rabbit hole.
I think the song Mr. Insecure speaks to some of the recurring themes on the record, songs that sort of capture that moment in life when you're young and broke and unsure of everything, and you know, when you're trying to figure out what you want out of life and what matters most to you. The band is Walrus. The record is Cool to Who. And Steven, you did it. Get yourself a sports drink and
so
maybe an ice
albums.
Pack for your vocal cords. All right. Thanks, Steven.
Thank you, Robin.
If you want to see a list of everything we played and hear full versions of the songs we featured, along with a whole bunch of other new music out this week, we've got New Music Friday playlists in both Spotify and Apple Music. Just open one of those apps and search for NPR Music. You can also listen on our website. Go to npr.org/allsongs. And a reminder to sign up for our newsletter to keep up with the latest releases, tiny desks, interviews, and more. Go to npr.org/music newsletter. That's all one word, music newsletter. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.